It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Lisa Miller with Huntington City. And coming up this weekend, a lot of fun getting ready to go down. It is the fifth annual Wee Bit Wicked Witches Ball going on at the park there in Huntington. We're going to have food. We're going to have craft vendors, live music from a DJ. We're going to have a silent auction, a live auction, a light parade. We're going to talk about all of it here with Lisa. Lisa, how are you today?
Real good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Lisa. I'm doing well. Thanks for taking out the time to talk to us. Let's start talking about this. This has been going on now for 5 years?
It has. Our ball has been going on for 5 years. We've had our little dance group that went around and just played and had fun. But the ball, this is our fifth annual ball. It gets a little bigger each year. It's fun, fun, fun.
And you know what? That's the whole point of it, right? Just get a little bit bigger every year and see where it goes with it. You know, it starts at humble beginnings, right?
Humble beginnings, yes.
All right, so everything's going to kick off. Once again, this is on October 6th at the Huntington City Park. Everything kicks off at 5 o'clock. You're going to have some food trucks down there and some vendors. Let's talk about who have you got coming to feed us.
Okay, we have a lady. Well, she'll be doing hamburgers, hot dogs, and sloppy joes, kind of family-friendly, affordable for families. Of course, everybody is, you know, but then we've got Reuben's Barbecue, all the men and all the people that like the barbecue. And then we have Jana K. McGann, and she will have Chinese food.
Very good. So a little bit of a mix there.
A little mix, yeah. A
little something different for everybody. And once again, that's going to start at 5 o'clock in the park. And then you've got some craft vendors, too, as well. What kind of crafts are you going to have?
We've got just kind of a good mix. We've got children's clothing, earrings, crocheted things, home decor, kitchen things, mason jar cozies, freeze-dried is the new thing. There's two different freeze-dried vendors, and also a women's Western clothing line.
And the other thing that people need to realize, too, is whether we want to say it before the other ones get here, Christmas is right around the corner. Good time to maybe go scope out and buy a few gifts, right?
Right.
So we've got that going on, and then you've got a live auction and a silent auction, and let's talk about that, because all the money from that is going to go to a great place.
Yes, goes to a great place. It goes to Shop with a Cop. We were so well supported last year that they were able to double the children at the elementaries that they could help, and so that was wonderful. Twice as many kids got the opportunity to go with them. And it got us hooked. We're going to do that every year. Good community support. The city supports us. It's a great thing to do.
Always, always a good thing. So I would assume the silent auction is going to kind of be going on throughout the evening, but do you have a set time when you're going to do the live auction?
We do not have a set time on that. That will probably be, it'll be after the parade. And it will be sometime during the dance. We'll
okay.
Shut down, have the auction, and then go back to dancing.
All right. And, of course, because it's going to be spooky time, it's going to be dark, you're going to have a light parade at 7:30. So how is this going to work?
The light parade, we line up north of Hart. It's a short little route. We walk it. We've got some floats that we let kids bring your little girl witches, put them on the pumpkin float. We got floats they can ride on. The little girls especially love it, but the little boys love it too. We go north one, we go west one block, and then it's a funny little route that keeps us off Main Street. We'll end up back to Main Street and cross Main Street at the stoplight. So it's all safe for all the kids. Head east, go around the block, and end up back at the park.
Back up at the park, okay. And if you're interested in being a part of that, it's not too late. They can give you a call, right? What's your phone number, Lisa, if they want to call you?
My phone number is 435-820-1014.
And then the night's going to wrap up at 8 o'clock. You'll have a dance. And as you said, that's when the live auction will take place. Music by DJ Gary Housekeeper. So plenty of fun if you want to come out and have a good time, right?
Yes. Lots of fun.
All right. Get those floats in because, you know what, it's get the whole family together and be a part of it. It'll be a lot of fun. Once again, this is the fifth annual Wee Bit Wicked Witch's Ball going on October 6th over in Huntington. Starts at 5. We've got dinner. We've got vendors. We've got a light parade at 7:30 and then a dance that'll start at 8 o'clock. Lisa, thank you so much for putting this together and for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much. As usual, it was a pleasure.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.